We are on confession now, so we are almost done with kind of the six chief parts of the catechism. We'll get into the other sections too, I think. But for now, we are going to be talking about confession. So how Christians should be taught to confess. What is confession? Confession has two parts. First, that we confess our sins, and second, that we receive absolution, that is, forgiveness, from the pastor as from God himself, not doubting, but firmly believing that by it our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. So we are, of course, actually about to just do this here in just a couple of seconds. We do confession and absolution right before any of our communion services. It's kind of a little bit of a holdover from back in the old days of the circuit riders and things like that, where the pastors were not always around for people to come and do private confession and absolution, so they started to do corporate confession and absolution. And usually what they would do is the Saturday night before the Sunday morning, anybody who was planning on coming for communion would come to the pastor, do confession and absolution, and then the next day they would be able to receive communion. And then kind of as time went on, we sort of conflated those together even more. And so nowadays, anytime that we have communion, we have a corporate confession absolution right before that communion as part of the way to help us examine ourselves and to help us get ready to receive our Lord's body and blood, which, like I said, is what we're about to do. But of course, it is important to remember as well that we do actually still have private confession and absolution. And we'll kind of get into later as we go through these, well, what sins maybe should we try to just confess on a normal Sunday morning, and what sins should we confess before a pastor? And we'll get to that later. If you want to read the spoiler about it, well, it was on page, 326, and you can read it down there. So